Chapter 10. Using Braille Displays. This chapter provides information about using refreshable Braille displays, both plug-in and Bluetooth, with VoiceOver. This chapter also includes a list of the many types of Braille displays VoiceOver supports. About refreshable Braille displays. If you connect or pair supported Braille display to your Mac, VoiceOver automatically detects it and sends it information about what is displayed on the screen. You can connect multiple Braille displays to your Mac, and each display will mirror the same content at the same time, which can be useful in a classroom setting. By default, VoiceOver displays uncontracted Braille, which you can also display using 8-dot Braille. You can also use contracted Braille. If you do, VoiceOver dynamically changes the display under the cursor from contracted to uncontracted Braille, so that you can read and edit more easily, and then changes back to contracted Braille when you move the cursor. A Braille display typically contains more than just the contents of the VoiceOver cursor. It describes the contents of the entire line on which the VoiceOver cursor is focused, including items to the left and right of the VoiceOver cursor. For example, when the VoiceOver cursor is focused on an item in a window, the Braille device displays items like icons, checkboxes, and pop-up menus, as well as text that is to the left and right of the item in the VoiceOver cursor. This collection of items, the VoiceOver cursor and the items to its left and right on the same horizontal line, make up a line of Braille. When you interact with an item in the VoiceOver cursor to get more detail about it, the Braille description changes to provide more detail as well. For example, if you move the VoiceOver cursor onto a toolbar, VoiceOver describes only the toolbar on the Braille display, because toolbars stretch the entire width of a window. When you interact with the toolbar, the Braille display describes each item in the toolbar from left to right. VoiceOver raises dots 7 and 8 to indicate the position of the VoiceOver cursor, to help you locate it within the line of Braille. You can turn off this feature in VoiceOver Utility. Similarly, when you're editing or selecting text, the text selection is represented by dots 7 and 8. VoiceOver also indicates the position of the text selection cursor, called the I-beam, by flashing dot 8 of the Braille cell preceding the text selection cursor and dot 7 of the Braille cell trailing the text selection cursor. VoiceOver provides additional information about what's on the screen using three status cells. Each status cell provides a designated type of information. You can set the number of status cells that are used and their location on the Braille display. For example, you can choose to use the cell that shows text status and set its location to be on the left of your display. VoiceOver detects the type of Braille display you're using and sets default preferences appropriate for that display. Use VoiceOver Utility to assign VoiceOver commands to keys on your Braille display. You can use the Braille display while listening to VoiceOver speak, or you can mute the speech. If your Braille display has a Perkins-style keyboard, you can type on it. Pair a Bluetooth Braille display before you can use a supported Bluetooth Braille display with VoiceOver. You must pair your Braille display with your Mac. You can pair only one Bluetooth Braille display at a time. You pair the display only once. It remains paired until you remove it from the list of displays. After your Braille display is paired, VoiceOver detects it whenever it's turned on and within range. If it's your primary Braille display, you can then use it. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver Utility by pressing VoF8. 2. Click the Braille category, click Displays, and then click Add Plus. 3. Select your Bluetooth Braille display in the list. VoiceOver lists only the Bluetooth Braille displays that are within range of your Mac and that appear to match a VoiceOver Braille display driver. 4. Click Select. You may be asked to provide a pairing passcode, such as 0000 or 1234, two common default codes. Check the documentation that came with your Braille display for the passcode. If the Bluetooth Braille display you selected in the list doesn't work with VoiceOver, it's likely that its driver doesn't match a VoiceOver driver. Try pairing a different Bluetooth Braille display. If your Bluetooth Braille display isn't listed, make sure you set the display to be discoverable. For more information, check the documentation that came with your Braille display. About panning on a Braille display, sometimes a line of Braille is too wide to fit on the Braille display. You can move through, or pan, the line by pressing the left and right buttons on the display. Each left or right pan moves according to the number of cells, including status cells, your display contains. When you move the VoiceOver cursor using the VoiceOver keys, the Braille display automatically pans when necessary to follow it, even wrapping to the previous or next line. Use router keys on a Braille display. Many Braille displays have router keys above the Braille cells that you can use to move the cursor. Generally, you press the router key above a particular item in the line of Braille to move the VoiceOver cursor or selection to that item. Pressing the router key over a control moves the VoiceOver cursor to that control if the VoiceOver cursor is not already there. If the VoiceOver cursor is already on that control, pressing the router key performs the control's default action. For example, to click a button, you could press the router key to move the VoiceOver cursor to the button and then press the router key again to click the button. You would not have to touch the computer's keyboard at all. Similarly, when you're reading or navigating text and you press a router key, the VoiceOver cursor moves to that location in text. You can also press the router key above a status cell to display an expanded Braille description of each dot in the cell. To exit the description, press any other router key. Show status information on a Braille display. The cells of a Braille display show the content of the line on the screen where the VoiceOver cursor is focused. If your Braille display has dedicated status cells, VoiceOver can use them to show additional information about the line, such as the text attributes. If your Braille display doesn't have status cells, VoiceOver uses the first 1 to 3 cells on the left to show status, or you can have VoiceOver use the cells on the right. VoiceOver reserves another cell, which it leaves blank, as a separator between the status cells and the other cells. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Braille in the category table, and then click Layout. 3. Select one or more of the checkboxes next to status cells. If you don't select any of the following checkboxes, status is not shown, and all of the reading cells are used to show the content of the current line. 4. Show general display status. Show information about the direction in which to pan the current line, and about announcements. For example, dots 1 and 2 indicate unread and read announcements, and dots 7 and 8 indicate you can pan a display left or right. Show text style. Show common text styles, such as bold or italic font. For example, dots 1 and 2 indicate bold and italic text respectively, and dot 4 indicates the selected text is misspelled. Show extended text style. Show less common text styles, such as strike through or superscript. For example, dots 1 and 2 indicate text is superscript or subscript respectively, and .5 indicates the selected text has a double underline. Press the router key above a status cell to display an expanded Braille description of each dot in the cell. To exit the description, press any other router key. Review announcements on a Braille display. VoiceOver sends announcements to the Braille display about events that aren't represented visually on the screen. For example, if an app in the background needs attention or if a new window appears on screen, VoiceOver sends an announcement to the Braille display. VoiceOver stores up to 30 announcements in the history, with the most recent one listed first. If you chose to show general display status on your Braille display, you can review announcements. On the status cell that shows general display status, .1 indicates whether there are new unread announcements. .2 indicates whether the current announcement has already been read. If you assign the announcement history command to a Braille display key, press that key to show the most recent announcement in the reading cells. To cycle through the announcement history, press the up arrow key to move backward to the oldest announcement, and press the down arrow key to move forward to the most recent announcement. When you're done reviewing announcements, press any router key above the announcement to redisplay the current line. Assign VoiceOver commands to Braille display keys. VoiceOver detects whether your Braille display provides input keys and assigns common VoiceOver commands to the keys. In this way, you can work more efficiently by using the computer keyboard less. For example, VoiceOver might assign the down command to the D3 key. When you press that key on your Braille display, the VoiceOver cursor moves down one line on the screen. You can change the default assignments and add your own. 1. With your Braille display connected to or paired with your Mac and with VoiceOver on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Braille in the category table. Click Displays, select the Braille display you want to assign commands for, and then click Assign Commands. 3. Assign a VoiceOver command to Braille display keys. To change the command assigned to keys listed in the table, navigate to the keys, and then choose a command from the pop-up menu. To add new Braille keys to the table so you can assign a command to them, click Add plus to add a row, press Command B, and then within 5 seconds press the Braille keys you want to add. A sound effect counts down the seconds. Then choose the command you want to assign to the keys from the pop-up menu. To remove Braille keys you added, click Remove. Mirror Braille display. You can connect multiple USB Braille displays to your Mac and have all of them display the same Braille output at the same time. The Braille displays can be of different types, models, and sizes. 1. Connect or pair your Mac with the Braille display you want to use to control other Braille displays. This display is called the primary Braille display. 2. In the Displays pane of the Braille category in VoiceOver Utility, select the Braille display, and then select the Primary Braille Display checkbox in the Display Information section. To prevent input from other Braille displays that are connected to your Mac, choose Primary Braille Display from the Allow Input From pop-up menu. 3. Connect additional Braille displays to your Mac. These displays will mirror the output from the primary Braille display. Supported Braille displays. OS X supports a wide range of USB and Bluetooth Braille displays. Manufacturer model Alva BC640, USB and Bluetooth. BC680, USB and Bluetooth. 544 Satellite. 544 Satellite Traveler, 570 Satellite Pro, 584 Satellite Pro American Printing House for the Blind, APH, Refreshal Braille 18, USB and Bluetooth, Bomb Pocket Vario 24, USB and Bluetooth. Pronto, 18, USB and Bluetooth. Pronto, 40, USB and Bluetooth. Super Vario 32, USB and Bluetooth. Super Vario 40, USB and Bluetooth. Super Vario 64, USB and Bluetooth. Super Vario 80, USB and Bluetooth. Vario Connect 12, also called Connie 12, Bluetooth. Note: VoiceOver identifies this display as Humanware Braille Connect 12. Vario Connect 24, USB and Bluetooth. Vario Connect 32, USB and Bluetooth. Vario Connect 40, USB and Bluetooth. Vario Pro 64. Vario Pro 80 Dehninger Pegasus 42-4CR. Pegasus 82-8CR Euro Braille ESUS 12, USB and Bluetooth. ESUS 24, USB and Bluetooth. ESUS 40, USB and Bluetooth. ESUS Lite 40, USB and Bluetooth. ESUS 64, USB and Bluetooth. ESUS 80, USB and Bluetooth. Freedom Scientific Focus 14 Blue, USB and Bluetooth. Focus 40. Focus 40 Blue, USB and Bluetooth. Focus 44. Focus 70. Focus 80. Focus 80 Blue, USB and Bluetooth. Focus 84. PAC Mate 20. PAC Mate 40. PAC Mate BX 420, display only. PAC Mate BX 440, display only. PAC Mate UX 420, display only. PAC Mate UX 440, display only. Handytech Active Braille 40, USB and Bluetooth. Braille Star 40, USB and Bluetooth. Braille Star 80. Braille Wave, USB and Bluetooth. Braillino, Bluetooth. Easy Braille, USB and Bluetooth. Modular Evolution 64. Modular Evolution 88 Harpo Braille Pen, Bluetooth. Braille Pen 12, Bluetooth. HIMS Braille Edge 40, USB and Bluetooth. HIMS GW Micro Braille Sense, USB and Bluetooth, requiring a Bluetooth module. Braille Sense Plus, USB and Bluetooth, not requiring a Bluetooth module. Sync Braille 20. Sync Braille 32 Humanware Braille Connect 12, Bluetooth. Braille Connect 24, USB and Bluetooth. Braille Connect 32, USB and Bluetooth. Braille Connect 40, USB and Bluetooth. Braille Note Apex BT, USB and Bluetooth. Braille Note Apex QT, USB and Bluetooth. Note: VoiceOver supports only the navigation keys on this display. Braille Note M-Power BT 18, Bluetooth. Braille Note M-Power BT 32, Bluetooth. Braille Note PK, Bluetooth. Note: VoiceOver identifies this display as Humanware Braille Note M-Power BT 18. Braillion 24, USB and Bluetooth. Braillion 32, USB and Bluetooth. Braillion 40, USB and Bluetooth. Braillion 64, USB and Bluetooth. Braillion 80, USB and Bluetooth. Braillion B80, USB and Bluetooth. Braillion BI32, USB and Bluetooth. Braillion BI40, USB and Bluetooth MDV Lily. MP408L Bluetooth 9-point system Sabra. 9-point Bluetooth. Navam USB Nipontelsoft Mini Seika 8 USB and Bluetooth. Mini Seika 16 USB and Bluetooth. Seika version 3. Seika version 4 USB and Bluetooth. Seika V5 USB and Bluetooth. Seika 80 Optelec EasyLink Bluetooth. EasyLink 12 Bluetooth. Voyager 44 Papenmeier Braillex EL40s. Braillex EL80s. Braillex Trio USB and Bluetooth.